Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Tamika. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality insurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Michael Irby. I was trying to reopen a new claim.
Okay. Can I have your social security number?
That's 419-452-183.
419-452-183.
Correct.
And your first and last name?
Michael Irby.
And your date of birth, I'm sorry.
April 28, 1996.
And your mother's maiden name?
Corrine Malone.
And you said file a claim. I'm sorry. Do you consider yourself disabled?
Oh, no, no.
Did you serve in the active duty armed forces for more than 180 days?
No.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking and savings account or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. Which one would you prefer?
The Vantage card.
All right. And do you mind providing me your mailing address?
315 South Church Street.
You said 315 South Church Street.
Yeah.
Okay, and the city and state and zip code?
Oroville, Alabama. 36767.
And your telephone number?
334-510-5673.
Okay. So I have 499 South Street, Oroville, Alabama, 36767. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. No, 315-315 South Church Street.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following colleges have you attended? Concordia College, Paralego In-State, Sarah Lawrence College, or Southeastern Baptist College, or none of the above?
No.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 122 Stonehaven Way, 1440 Rock Creek Lane, 14885 Atlanta Highway 22 West, 654 Canyon Road, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
No, I ain't been to, you know, associated with none of them.
Okay, which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1308 Park Street, 1612 County Road 988, 220 Gale Lane, 921 Jonin Drive, or I have never been associated with any of these addresses?
1612 988.
Okay. What month was Dunny Ivy born in? January, June, August, October, none of the above. I am not familiar with this person.
I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? Atlanta 22 Highway, Twilight Glow Circle West, County Road, 14885 Highway 22 West, Apartment C1, all of the above.
So which one I have?
Never lived or used as your address.
The Atlanta address.
22 Highway?
Yeah, I've been associated with 22.
Okay. It says the streets you never lived or used as your address. AL-22 Highway, Twilight Glow Circle West, County Road, 14885 Highway 22 West, Apartment C1, or all of the above?
Except for the 22.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state with the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Government. Facility.
As a civilian.
Oh, no.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
Are you filing for DUA?
No.
What was the last day that you worked?
The last day?
Mm-hmm.
So, last month.
Can you tell me the date? Okay, so
January 2022.
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solidly on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
You talking like a job for all shifts?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you may have worked for in the last 18 months?
Did I apply for a job or something?
No, have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security?
Oh, no.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
All right. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Depending on how much they pay. I'll say about $20 an hour.
I was asking how many miles, like, that you're willing to travel away to a job.
I'd say probably. You say, like out of state or something?
No, like, how many miles are you willing to travel on the way to a job?
I'd say about, 50.
Okay. And you said the lowest hourly rate you will accept is $20.
Lower probably $15.
Mm-hmm. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
You said did they give me a date to return?
Mm-hmm.
They ain't
safe. Okay. What was your job title / description, Mr. Michael?
It was labor, packing boxes, unloading trucks.
So you was a packer?
Uh-huh.
Alright, so you was packer. You was pack or packaged by hand or a wide variety of products and materials?
Say that one more time.
So you would pack or package by hand a wide variety of product. Of products and materials.
You said that while we're doing?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes.
All right. And your last employer was Automation Personnel.
It was
Elwood Staffing.
Uh-huh.
All right. And do you mind providing me that phone number?
One second. It's 205-588-6716.
Okay, and what was your start date, Mr. Michael?
I think it was like in September.
Okay, so 09. What date?
About August.
You said August?
Yeah, I think it was. I ain't sure when I first started.
Okay, what's the date and the year?
The year was 2021.
And the date?
I said 12, so like that.
Okay, and you say your last day of work was January 20, 2020?
Yeah, 2022.
And the city and state?
Warville, Alabama.
Can you spell that for me?
O-R-R-V-I-L-L-E.
You said O W R.
O. I got you. Hold on. I got you. It's O-R-R-V-I-L-L-E.
Okay. Ovia, Alabama.
What a job. All right.
You
saying what a job located or where I'm located?
No, the city and state the work was performed in.
Okay, it's Clinton. It's C L A N T O N.
V L A N T O N.
C as in cat. L as in lie. A as in apple. N as in net. C as in corn. O as in Oreo. N as in net.
Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay.
Do I receive? Say that one more time.
Do you expect to receive any of the following pay or have you received? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay.
No.
All right. Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Is this your separated employer?
Separated?
Like, it's the last job that you worked on?
Yes, this is, like, the last job I worked on.
Okay, why are you no longer working?
Pandemic.
I'm sorry?
pandemic.
Okay, so you got laid off?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and I'm going to give you your temporary pen. And do you wish to elect 10% of your weekly benefit check withhold for federal income tax?
Should I do it this time? No.
Okay, and your temporary pen is going to be 8396. And that's always the last two of your Social Security number and last two of your birth year. All right. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center System. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov. Again, AlabamaWorks.alabama.gov, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claim use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in the loss of benefits. If you choose to file by the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. Again, www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file by the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Again, 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Again, 1-800-361-4524. Mr. Michael, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, that was all.
All right. Thank you for calling the Alabama Compensation Call Center. You have a great rest of your day. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.